Southeast Alaska is home to about 10% of Alaska's population, but panhandle projects made up around 20% of the capital budget vetoes Governor Parnell made yesterday. The cuts include hydro projects, roads, tourism infrastructure, and a variety of small community improvements. The lawmaker who assembled most of the budget says the vetoes went far too deep. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has details.
Sean Parnell acknowledges his cuts went deep into several parts of the state.
Southeast took proportionately a much larger share by population than any other area of the state, except perhaps Southwest Alaska.
More than $60 million was vetoed from more than 30 Southeast projects, about one-fifth of the governor's $300 million in capital budget cuts. Parnell says the figure is so high because the region did so well in lawmakers' spending plan, and he says it continues to have plenty of money for projects.
Both Southwest Alaska and Southeast Alaska have extremely healthy capital budgets, both from what the legislature passed and with what is left in the capital budget. So I think the numbers speak for themselves that Southeast will have much to look forward to in the way of projects, jobs, and economic development in the future because of this budget.
The governor's numbers show about $145 million in state money left in spending for the region. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman says that's good, but given the state's healthy financial situation and last year's small capital budget, it could have been better.
Well, there's no reason to have the vetoes other than, you know, a political reason. Financially, there's no reason to do it.
The governor cut all but $1 million out of an almost $17 million appropriation for Ketchikan's new Whitman Lake hydropower project. Parnell also vetoed $8 million of a $15 million grant toward expanding Sitka's Blue Lake project.
The money given to the Sitka Blue Lake project will help move that forward. In my estimation, this construction season and next, it provides a solid chunk of money. And from what I was hearing from legislators and communities in the district, that was a higher priority project.
The governor says he'll consider more funding next year if he's reelected. Stedman, who put the projects in the budget, says they should not have been cut. But like Parnell, he points to other energy projects that remain. Those include a Ketchikan substation, a power line between that city and Metlakatla, and a regional infrastructure study, including a look at a connection with Canada.
Some years we'll make bigger steps than others, but if we, you know, at least make a little step every year, we'll, over the next decade, move the Southeast Intertie substantially further forward than it is today.
Parnell also cut $4.5 million toward a road connecting Cake and Petersburg, and he eliminated $1 million for Metlakatla's Walden Point Road. He says Marine Highway and other transportation projects are a higher priority. That includes the Alaska Class Ferry, which could go out to bid soon.
The money is now been appropriated. It's been signed off on, a full $120 million is there. So I anticipate that DOT and the Marine Highway System has what it needs to begin moving that process forward for the Alaska Class Ferry.
Parnell also vetoed five Southeast projects funded by the state's cruise ship head tax. They include a Petersburg dock, Sitka Park improvements, a Juneau Emergency Center, and tourist access in Haines. Karen Rehfeld, the governor's budget director, says state attorneys warned the projects were probably outside of the program's funding limits.
They had identified these particular items as potentially vulnerable to a legal challenge because of either the type of project or the backup that we had for those particular projects not being particularly linked to the cruise ship tax itself.
Other cuts include $1 million towards Hoonah's Marine Industrial Center, $3 million toward a new state office building in Juneau, and about $700,000 towards Wrangell's landfill closure. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.